And so, I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes, become comfortable in your seat, and relax your body. Take a deep, healing breath. Hold it for a few seconds, and then slowly exhale. And as you release, allow yourself to let go of any worries, fears, or issues that might be keeping you from being fully engaged in this now sacred moment. Continue breathing, breathing in and breathing out. And with every breath, feel yourself moving deeper into that sacred inner sanctuary of your soul, that secret place where you know your oneness with God and all creation. In this consciousness, just take a quiet moment to know and celebrate the truth of your being. Created in the image and likeness of Spirit, you are one with all the powers of the Christ. You are love. You are wisdom. You are faith. You are imagination. You are order. At the center of your being is an unlimited reservoir of divine order. In this moment, claim that divine order at work in your life. And if there is anything that seems to be acting as a barrier to your exercising your power of order, I invite you to hold that image now in your mind's eye. And while you're holding that image, see yourself surrounded and enfolded in a white light of pure divine energy, an energy of perfect love and perfect order. See that white light extending out before you and around you, dissolving any chaos, any conflict, tension, or fear, dissolving, evaporating anything less than divine harmony, peace, and order. Know that the power within you is greater than any earthly challenge. See that challenge disappearing into the nothingness that it is. Visualize this for a few moments now in the silence. And now, having released what needs to be released, experience the freedom of Christ consciousness. Claim it now and rejoice. Our hearts are full of gratitude for the gift of this day and the truth of our divinity. We imagine the endless possibilities of today and all the days ahead. We see them from a place of wholeness and joy, and we trust completely in perfect divine order. And so it is, and so we joyously allow it to be. In the name and through the power of the Christ, we say thank you, God. And so it is, amen and amen. And we'll now close our time of prayer and meditation by joyfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Thy name. us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us.